so to speak, for your admission of test, a master chov v'shpia. Ruach hachamim nochamim menu. We said in the previous mission that if somebody had borrowed money and the year of shpia had passed by, the money was not yet repaid. If the borrower attempts to repay the money after the year of shpia, the lender must say mishamed ani, that I forfeit the chov. After the lender said mishamed ani, the lova insists on repaying the chov anyway and giving the money as a gift, the lender would be allowed to take the money. And in this Mishnah, the Mishnah teaches us that the borrower who insists on repaying a loan even after Shvi'ah had ended, the Ruach of the Chacham, the spirit of the sages, is very pleased with such a borrower who insists on repaying the money even though he didn't have to. As the Torah says, that if the borrower insists on repaying the loan after the Malva had already said Meshamed Ani, that the lender is allowed to take the money. So the Chacham understands that that is a proper thing for the Lova to do. He should insist on repaying the loan. Halova min agirish, and his gairu bana v'imo. Well, yachter l'bana. Somebody who borrows money from a gir, and the gir had become a gir along with the children that he had prior to becoming a gir. The whole family became gerim together. And he borrowed from this gir after he had become a gir, and then the gir died. He doesn't have to return the money to his children. Now, even though normally when you borrow money from somebody, if the person you borrowed the money from dies before you repay the loan, you have to repay the loan to the children. But in this case, the children of the gir are not technically his sons. And since he had those sons while he was still a guy, and they all became gerim together, they're technically not related min haTorah. As we have a klal in the Torah, gerish and his gair, kikatan shenola dami. When a gir becomes a gir, he's like a newly born person. The children that he had while he was a guy are not considered his relatives. So therefore, somebody who borrowed from a gear and then the gear died before he repaid the loan, he does not have to repay the loan to the children that he had while he was a guy, even though those children were Megayer. But if he does return the money to the children, if the gear dies and he does repay the loan to the children of the gear, the Chacham would be very pleased with such a person. Now the Mefarshim explained that we're talking about only a gear that had children while he was a guy, and they all became gerim together. In such a case, if he borrowed money from the gear, after the gear dies, if he repays the money to the children, the Chacham would be pleased with such a person. But if these children were born to the gear after he had already become a gear, and we're talking about a case where the children were conceived while he was still a guy and were born after he had become a gear. So in such a case, the children were born after he had become a gear, but they're not considered his children min haTorah, since they were conceived while he was a guy. In such a case, the Chacham wouldn't necessarily be pleased by him returning the loan to the children. Only in a case where he had the children already while he was a guy, and subsequently the whole family was Megayer, in that case the Chacham were pleased if he returned the money to the children. And the Mefarshim explained the reason is because if he had those children while he was a guy, before they had become gerim, those children would have been yorish their father, min haTorah. As the din is min haTorah, a guy is yorish his father. So since at one point these children were right to be yorish their father, and only after they become gerim do they no longer have a chus yorush in the father. So in such a case, if he borrows money from the gerim and the gerim dies, the chum would be pleased if he returned the money to his children, since at one point, while they were gayim, the children did have a chus yorush in the father. But if the children were conceived while he was a guy and were born after he had become a ger, so in such a case, the children never at any point had a chus yerusha in the father. In such a case, if he borrows money from the ger, if the ger dies, the chacham wouldn't necessarily be pleased by him returning the money to the children. Kol metalpon niknem b'meshicha. V'kol ha'makayim etzvara ruach chacham enocha mimena. All movable objects, the kinyan, that would allow you to acquire the metalpon, the kinyan meshicha, by moving the object, that's a kinyan meshicha. As opposed to giving the money for the object, that's not a kinyan. Giving money is only a kinyan with karka, by land, but not with metalpon. So therefore, somebody who wants to buy metalpon, and he gives the money for the metalpon, but has not yet done the meshicha, the buyer or the seller can back out, since the meshicha was not yet done. But the Mishnah says anybody who keeps his word, the Chachamim are pleased with him, and even though you have given the money for the object and the Mashiach has not yet been done, the buyer or the seller could back out, but the Chachamim would be pleased if you keep your word and don't back out of the person. You should always keep his word, even though the Kenyan was not yet finalized. There are five people that cannot take off truma. They are not kosher to take off truma from produce that the truma have not been taken from it. And the Mishnah says a number. The Mishnah said there's five people to tell you that a katan is included among the five, like we'll see in the Mishnah. Ben tarmu ein truma and truma. If any of these five people do take off the truma, it would not be truma even b'di'evet. Somebody else would have to come along and take off the truma instead, as these five people, even b'di'evet, are not kosher to take off truma from produce. Hacheres, a deaf mute, cannot take off truma, as a deaf mute does not have das. Vahashota, somebody who is insane, somebody who does crazy things, cannot take off truma. Now, who is in the category of a shota? Somebody who loses everything that is given to him, or somebody who sleeps in the cemetery at night, or somebody who rips his own clothing for no reason. Hakata, somebody who is not yet bar mitzvah. Now, even if the child is already 13 but does not yet have shtei saros, he would not be in the category of a gadol. He would still be a katan and cannot take off truma. Vatorein esheina shelo, somebody who takes off truma from produce that doesn't belong to him, and the owner of the produce did not make him a shliach to take off the truma. The truma that he takes off would not be valid, since the produce doesn't belong to him, and he was not made a shliach by the owner of the produce. A guy that took off truma from produce that belonged to Yisrael, even if the guy had rishus to do so, if Yisrael made the guy into a shliach to take off the truma, even so, Chazal learned out from the pasuk that the guy would not be a valid shliach to take off the truma, and the truma would not be truma, even b'di'evet. Instead, Yisrael would have to take off the truma himself from his produce.